whether fortunate or unfortunate, that I've been to a number of different teams, and I like to think I've made a pretty good impression on the places that I've been, and sometimes it didn't work out at different places. But like I said, I don't think you ever want to burn bridges in any occupation, and I'm just fortunate and thankful to have a chance to come back here again.
What are your early impressions of Blake? I mean, what have you seen on tape that you think you like and what you need to work on?
I think, he's a mature, you know, he's mature in my mind, and you look at him, some of the things that he did this year that you don't see a rookie. I think he looked very calm in the pocket. He had a very good pocket presence for a young player. I thought he had great instincts in terms of his ability to get through a progression and yet still put his foot in the ground and run for yards. I think he had the fourth most yards of quarterbacks this year rushing, which shows good instincts for a big quarterback. He's athletic. He's got good arm strength, good anticipation. So there are a lot of things I think that you can build from with Blake.
You've worked with a bunch of different guys. The rules obviously have changed, though. Now you can't get to him till April. So, I mean, how do you take a guy that you're just meeting and get him up and get him to play at his best in a few short months?
Well, that's the challenge, but I do know that the people that he's working with right now, he's spending time in California with a number of people that I respect and that I trust that understand the quarterback position, not only in terms of the fundamentals and mechanics involved in playing the position, but also the mental side of it. So he's around some guys, you know, he'll be with other quarterbacks. He'll be around a Drew Brees. He'll be around a Aaron Rodgers, or two guys that he'll be working out with. So he's surrounding himself with the right people, and I think that's certainly going to aid in the process.
A lot of young guys, I mean, in Tampa and Oakland here. How is it different, game planning, play calling, with a guy that's really young?
Well, I just think you got to try and, one, play upon their strengths. And every one of them's kind of been different, you know. And there's been success with some and not success with others, too. I have worked with a lot of young guys. But I believe the number one thing, and organizationally wise, is we have to keep the development of Blake Bortles in mind in everything that we do. And if you're doing that, then you're doing the right thing for the organization. And so we'll try to play upon Blake's strengths. But more than anything, I think it's about the development of that particular player and making sure that from year to year he's developing and getting better. And that's the goal. And sometimes the results right away aren't what you want, but you're still believing that growth process is taking place, and he's going to become the player that you drafted.
Is it hard to work with a young guy? It's more challenging, I got to believe, right?
It's challenging. Certainly it's challenging. But there's, you know, in my experience, when you have that, at the end of the day, you know, you're encouraged about the work that you've done. You know that there's going to be a lot of good years ahead with that player. You have a chance to watch him, even from afar. I look at guys that I started in college with, John Kitner or a Drew Brees or a Kyle Orton. You get a chance to, you know, to see them progress and get better every year and make a career out of playing a position. And that's kind of what you look forward to, when you're working with a young player that, you just feel good about being part of the process and part of his development and growth.
Gus called you a developmental coach. Said all of you guys were. What sets a developmental coach apart from any other position coach? What is it that makes it different or unique?
I just think, you know, the focus on the fundamentals more than anything. It's not necessarily all about scheme. And I think that's, you know, in my opinion, growing up through the college ranks, that's how you learned to coach was, one, about identifying the traits and characteristics that you want in a player, but then also being able to develop that player. And if you start out in the college ranks, you're usually taking a kid that's a 16 or 17 year old kid and helping him through that maturation process. And as he leaves you as a 21 or 22 year old adult, you felt like you had a big impact in terms of his development as a player and as a person. Now you get in the National Football League, and a lot of times, obviously, those guys are much more mature in that part of the phase, but there's still a big process, and there's going from college to NFL is a step in itself, and you may not be as involved in much of the emotional growth with that player, but certainly there's still a lot of room for physical improvement and emotional growth within the game.
How much more challenging does it make it that Blake is going to be surrounded on offense by a lot of other guys that are in their second year versus some key veterans who could maybe bail him out on a play or two.
You know, but it is what it is, I guess. You know, there's nothing you can do to change that. So certainly we're going to try and accelerate these all of the players' growth as quickly as possible. That's the goal. It's not to cut corners I don't think that's the way to do it. Sometimes the process is a little bit faster based on the number of veterans that you have, and sometimes it's a little bit of a process. So we'll see what these guys can handle, like I said, with both the physical and the emotional growth, but we'll try and get them on a fast track as quick as we can.